With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Speakeasy on 97.1 The Freak.
Yeah, if there's one thing we don't have enough of, KT, it is Yellowstone spinoffs. Definitely need a couple more for that. Or
too much, right?
How can he be the main character in a super popular show and just be like, yeah, I'm good. I'm going to go do some other stuff. You owe the people to keep showing up and moving your tongue around in your mouth, Kevin Costner.
Isn't Harrison Ford in one of the spinoffs?
I think so.
I'm like, how does he have the energy to do another show? Because we've seen him in the show Shrinking that we're all watching on Apple TV.
I don't think that one takes him very long.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
Brian from Shrinking, local actor Michael Urie,
yes,
will be here at 10 o'clock today, live in studio. Shrinking's a good show on Apple TV. Jason Segel, Harrison Ford, and others. So
what is
that.
His, damn it.
He's kind of the comic relief on that show at this point.
Everything goes my way is his catchphrase.
Yes.
Everything goes my way.
Pretty awesome.
All right, let's answer a question from Dirk.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody?
It's National Fettuccine Alfredo Day, Dirk. My God. One of the finest pastas in all the land.
I must say that I've never had it.
What?
Why not?
You know how you just never go to some places, like the Olive Garden might be a place where you'd get that? I've never been there.
Like any sort of Italian food?
I love Italian food. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I love Italian food.
I mean, there's lots of bars that have fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah, you don't get fettuccine Alfredo at a bar unless you're Jeff.
I've done it.
It's kind of like the adult version of mac and cheese. Like it's just...
Damn it! Is that why I like it?
I think it's why you like it. It's just kind of like a delicious, reliable, sort of basic.
Okay.
But amazing.
Basic.
Well, like a true 8-year-old, I do think it'd be better if it had red sauce.
Really? See, I love the Alfredo sauce.
I love red sauce.
I go white sauce over red sauce every time. Even on a pizza. Have y'all ever had a pizza with Alfredo sauce?
No, you're sick.
Oh my God, it's so good.
You're sick.
I'd try it.
We used to go to CC's once a week, and... Some people would eat the Alfredo pizza, and I was like, why? Your pizza doesn't have sauce. And they're like, no, it does. And I'm like, I don't believe you. It looks like it doesn't have sauce. You need your red sauce.
Nope.
The marinara.
Marinara sauce is so good.
I like marinara. Marinara.
A little cheese sticks on it.
I put anything in marinara. What's that one thing that you order as an appetizer that's seafood?
Calamari.
Boy, calamari. Some marinara.
Why'd you drop a little lime on it? A little lime juice?
Why would you do that?
Mm-hmm. They give you the lime, and sometimes they put it in that little net.
Oh.
Where it seeps out of it.
No, limes only go in vodka drinks.
I meant lemon, sorry.
That's also gross. Today's National Periodic Table Day. What's your favorite element, KT?
Boron. Boron. It's hydrogen. Helium. The third one's... It's like an L. Right?
I never heard of
I used to know
boron.
These. Boron's 5. Carbon's 6. 7 is... it's not nitrogen. Is it nitrogen? Can you look this up for me?
Yeah,
I feel like I feel like I can get a lot of these.
All right, hold on. Periodic table.
Mm-hmm.
Hydrogen, helium. The third one starts with the L.
Why does the periodic table go so many different directions?
Well, it's just to go, you're going sideways here. So you're going to start top left and you're going to go straight across like a keyboard. Hydrogen, helium. What's 3?
I found the wrong table.
Oh, no.
Because it has.
Li.
He.
Li. Lithium. Lithium's 3.
Lithium's 2.
Lithium's 2. No,
helium's
it's not.
18.
No.
I'm just telling you what the table that I found says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're looking at the wrong numbers.
I remember what K is.
Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluoride, neon's 10, I think. 11, sodium, Na. 12 is magnesium, Mg. 13's aluminum, 14 silicon, 15 phosphorus. Help me out on the P. Can y'all see this?
Yeah, 15 is P, phosphorus.
Okay, 16 S, sulfur.
Yeah.
17 chlorine.
Yeah.
18 argon.
Yes.
19. Come on, come on. Potassium. 19.
Is it?
It's the K.
Yeah.
Potassium. Yes, it's the K. 20. It's the big K.
Holler at your boy for some calcium.
Oh,
ow!
Nailed
21.
It.
21. Scrotum.
No.
Scrotum.
It's SC.
It is SC, though, but it's not what you said.
I have a 27 incher.
Scandium.
22 titanium. Right?
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah.
23. Oh, V. What was V?
You don't know this one. You don't know this.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know that one.
No. You did great, though. I think we could comfortably say holler at KT.
Chromium.
Yeah, I think we can holler at KT for all element questions.
Manganese.
Uh-huh.
Fe's iron.
Yep.
Cr's cobalt.
That one. Yep. That's a weird to breathe.
Ni is not nitrogen.
No. Nope.
It's not nitrous oxide either.
No, it's not. It's money.
Nickel. Copper, Cu. Next, zinc. GA, gallium, germanium.
Yes.
Did you go to high school like 3 weeks ago?
Dude, Miss Mallow was my chemistry teacher. Her husband was the king of Hawaii, Pete Mallow.
Dude, my chemistry teacher, I saw after I graduated at the bar, she turns up.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, she turns up and then liked her men right out of high school.
Oh.
Like, I noticed you graduated.
Oh, no.
Why don't you sit at my table?
That's a fun guy.
Definitely dangerous. Miss Mallow's not with us anymore.
Oh.
But her husband, Pete, really was the king of Hawaii.
She left her imprint with you, though.
She did leave her imprint on me.
Husband was the what?
The king of Hawaii.
Maybe king?
Yeah. I swear to God.
I don't think that's right.
No, he was.
No, that's...
Wouldn't they just have a governor?
You can look it up, man. Pete Mallow, King of Hawaii. Just look it up. See what you find. I mean...
My fifth grade teacher, Miss Olson, isn't with us anymore, and I'm glad. How about that? She was a bad person.
Dang it, Miss Olson. Are you seeing what I'm seeing there, Julie?
Peter Kapaui Mallow.
Yeah, died in 04, right when I was in high school. I was 16.
Yeah. Let's see. He married Judith.
That's her. That was my chemistry
teacher. I don't see anything about him being a king.
Oh, he was
a big girl, sir.
We can't just say he was the king.
I'm telling you, he was the king of FN Hawaii. Look, it was well known.
Well, you threw in that FN, now I can't.
And
when I
said, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I got like 40 of those right. I'm pretty pumped about it.
Yeah, that was incredible.
That really was.
I don't know if I would have gotten...
Well,
I would have gotten the first two.
We'll see if the rest of our staff woke up and listened, because that could be key in tomorrow's freak free fall event.
Even if you knew that you had to do that, I couldn't do that. Like, I couldn't study it all night and recite that tomorrow. I just don't think I have it in me.
I could memorize crap so easily.
Yeah.
But the reason I got bad grades in high school, not I didn't get bad grades in high school, but the reason I stopped making really excellent grades in high school is because I was finishing my test too fast. It was all too easy that I got so bored with it. And I saw what they did to the kids in my town. What they would do to you if you were too smart is they would basically ostracize you and move you to advanced classes. And when you go to a small town like me with a graduating class of close to 50, those classes might have one or two people in them. And I had no interest in being in a room by myself doing all these tests. Like, I like to hang out. So I started making bad grades on purpose.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
I finished 600 and something out of 600 and something, but when they did have me take an advanced class, that was easier because it was like, oh, maybe pay attention.
You're one of the smartest guys. You're one of the smartest guys I know.
I'm one of the smartest guys I know.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say, no, I'm not.
Well, I only know us four,
uh-huh. Oh.
Which makes me one of the three smartest guys
I
know.
That's true.
Today is ballet day. And either of your kids do the ballet,
mm-hmm.
do the ballet?
Yeah.
Which one?
The girl.
Oh, okay.
Anna. Although my brother used to do dance class with me and all the girls when he was little. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I think it's super cute when a little boy is in dance class. But yeah, she does ballet every Thursday. It's really cute.
That's how you get the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Get up into ballet.
It makes you super athletic, too. Like, if you like sports, mm-hmm. if you teach you how to dance at a young age, you're probably going to be a really good athlete.
Emmett Smith did ballet.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's why he can run like that. Little twinkle toes.
Yeah, get the twinkles.
Every running back should do ballet.
Well, you don't know you're a running back when you're four.
True. Right?
Emmett did.
Yeah, Emmett did. Today is Rose Day. Day for the Rose.
Now, I just thought that she was being a real bitch. She could have let Jack get up on that door for a little bit, too.
Well, it's the flower, not the person in the movie Titanic.
Mm-hmm. Why are roses more expensive? Mm. Don't they die faster?
Because the market.
Yeah.
People just make you pay for stuff that they know you're going to buy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was told roses. Carnations are good flowers to get because they last longer, but also they're mainly for funerals. So, I feel like a weird one to get.
Yeah.
So, I was like, I'm just not going to do
flowers.
I would
definitely, if given the choice, go rose over carnation.
Here, have a death flower. I'm so happy to see you. Today is Wave All Your Fingers at Your Neighbor's Day.
What?
I'll wave my hot dog fingers at my neighbors all the time.
Why? What's the story here, I wonder?
I don't ever know the story.
I know.
I just go to the website and
read
it.
But it's fun sometimes to find out the story.
Wave all your fingers at your neighbor's day, and KTI immediately thought of Hot Dog Fingers too because of a really bad movie. One of the worst movies of all time.
Everything Everywhere All at Once is a beauty of a movie. Everyone needs to go see it.
It should have been Nothing, Never, and Once Upon a Time.
Oh, this is a homemade hot dog.
It is.
Agree to disagree.
You get it figured out, Julie?
Yep. Oh, nope. Yep, nope. Wait.
I don't know if Julie's got it figured out or not.
Well,
Jeff.
You know I'm working with a new computer today.
It's got that little red nipple in the middle.
February 7th, the U.S. commemorates Wave All Your Fingers at Your Neighbor Day, a holiday that encourages individuals to be neighborly and make an effort to foster friendly relationships with those who reside close by. That is a neighbor, in case you didn't know. That is somebody that resides close by. Send greetings, quotes, wishes, and sayings to those you wish to honor on this festive day. How's y'all's relationship with your neighbors?
I know the one guy. I met the guy across the street a couple of times, and then the lady over on the other way. I kind of met her a couple of times.
The people to my right don't speak English, so Roxy basically has that handled.
Uh-huh.
What language do they speak?
Espanol.
Okay.
The people to the left mostly stay inside all the time, but they're nice. The people straight across from me, though, or the old lady straight across from me, her mom actually brought her over and introduced me to her. And
an old lady's
mom?
Yeah,
while I was putting up Christmas lights. No. Her daughter. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The old lady's daughter. And we exchanged phone numbers and all that stuff.
How's she
and
look?
Sometimes she'll text, because my laundry's in the garage. Sometimes she'll text and be like late at night, she went, did you know that your garage door is still open? Mm. I'm like, I know. I'm still trying to get these clothes dried. Thank you for looking out for me.
You gotta love the ladies who tell you that your garage door is open all the time.
Nice,
I've got a couple.
Though. Like, I think her daughter was like, almost like, here, this, she lives alone here, and, you know, you're going to see a lot of me every once in a while, but just maybe kind of keep checking in on her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's what kind of weird responsibility that I don't really want, but...
Is she saying
neighbor? It's an obligation.
Is it?
It's not. It's not.
It is. It's kind of like family. You guys need to take part and wave your fingers at your neighbor's day a little bit more often.
I wave one of them all the time.
Not that one.
Hey! Bam! Flip them the bird.
To honor the day, why not send thoughtful quotes?
Okay.
Wishes and sayings to those special people in your life that live nearby.
They're going
to
think you're...
Send your neighbor a quote, please, and tell me how it goes.
They're going to think you're insane. No one celebrates this day.
Make love, not war.
It's going to get around the neighborhood that you're real weird.
Well...
You're trying to celebrate all these days that don't exist.
I know. We just become obsessed with all these weird days, and it turns into our whole personality.
I like it. What... I need to go backwards, though. Why does your garage door have to be open to run the dryer?
It doesn't, but I leave it open so I don't have to lift it up again when I go back out to check it. Because sometimes I'm going to check it, because I don't like to... Sometimes I don't...
Oh, you don't have a door into the garage. Your way in and out of the garage has to be through the garage door.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the door back there is broken. You need to get your buddy DC on that.
Okay. Just strange.
I'll pay him good money.
Conversation. Your garage door's open. I know. My clothes aren't dry.
Yeah, no, I get it now.
I'm having a hard time connecting.
It's one of those things, like, until you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed. John Deere is dead, but it is John Deere's birthday.
Well, you know how he died, right?
Run over by a tractor.
Is that true?
I have no idea.
I assume.
Oh, well, when you said you know how he died, right, we assumed that you knew how he died.
No.
Oh.
He just got eaten by a buffalo or something. He's old, right? Like 1800s?
He's dead.
Yeah.
He's not old. He's
200 something.
But yeah, he was born a while ago. A while back. Wow. Matt, you're making a face. What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm just taking it in. Yeah. I'm taking it all in back here.
Hey.
Left a great legacy behind.
You know who's still with us? All Steve Kubota. Still hanging in there.
All right. The I got green a little tractors. Something. Green I got tracks. A little something on him.
How'd he die?
I still don't... All I know is that he died in his home. But following his wife's death, Deere married her sister.
God, John?
Lucinda Lamb.
You can't do that.
How long... When was he alive?
Back then.
I was say back then.
A long time ago.
That was kind of weird thing.
I'm actually surprised
did.
It was so long ago.
Hold on. John Deere married Lucinda Lamb?
Yes.
John Deere had two little lambs. Little lambs.
Lucinda Lamb Deere is her name. Lucinda Lamb Deere Green?
Yeah. Lucinda Lamb Deere. His wife passed away in 1865. He married her sister in 1867.
So he grieved.
I don't feel like you can do that.
I feel like you can.
He did the Patton Oswalt.
Because they're going to remind
right
you.
Out there.
Yeah. Isn't that... It's really creepy.
No, they're near the same. So there's a connection.
So he killed his wife?
No, I don't think he killed her. Oh. But I don't think Lucinda would want him married to her sister. And it's not fair that she didn't get to weigh in on the situation. And it just happened.
She could have if she wanted to.
If you created the most prestigious brand of tractor this world has ever seen,
that's true.
Then you can sleep with all the ladies. And that's what was going through the mind of Mr. John Deere Green.
That's not how it works.
So his tractor didn't kill him?
No.
No. Not we were just bummer. Totally...
Like the Segway guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
The Segway guy drove it off a cliff.
You should go. I wanted one of the Wright brothers to go out, in a plane crash.
In a plane crash? Not... I think they would have been fine with that.
In the weird way that they went, because one of them died in a bad way.
What do you think John Deere would make of these zero-turn mowers? Boy, he didn't see that coming.
He'd be jealous. Yeah. He'd be jealous.
Yeah.
Well, they got the brush hog on the back. That thing does wonders.
Yeah. I mean, Steve Deere did a lot after John passed.
Hey, those green tractors. Something.
Forward it.
Good branding.
If your brand is named after you, don't you have to name all your kids the same name?
Yes.
Like they just all have
so
to.
So George
be
Foreman did.
John Deere the 74th, just to keep the brand alive. Charles Dickens is also dead.
Author.
He wrote stuff. Laura Ingalls Wilder is also dead.
You're going to help me on
she
that.
She wrote
one.
Stuff.
She wrote stuff.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Little House on the Prairie, maybe?
Yep.
Oh, depressing show.
Yeah, awful.
Great hair, Michael Landon, though. Jeez.
Awful show.
Dan Quisenberry's dead.
Help me out.
Well, he
guard? Was the, offensive lineman?
No, he was the American League saves leader 5 times. Yeah.
Oh, Royals.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Royals.
He was a Cardinal for a hot minute.
There we go.
Garth Brooks is 61.
He damn sure is, everyone.
And will be respected, people. He doesn't even play country.
You know, recently,
do what he does.
You started with the deaths of people.
Yeah.
Over the people born.
Yeah, I've started I've started working from the bottom to top. Real sometimes
dark.
I skip.
Start with the darkness and then the
end,
light comes.
In on a high.
I like to end up in the
light.
Okay,
fair enough.
Favorite Garth Brooks song, go.
My God.
Too tough because there's too many
Colin
awesome.
Baton Rouge.
Okay.
God, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Papa Love Mama, maybe?
Oh, Papa Love Mama. Oh, that is the story of John Deere
Green.
You
get all creepy when you said that.
That is a good one.
Oh, Papa Love Mama.
You know what I think it is for me?
And her sister.
Hey, I mean, it depends what mood you're in, right? Ain't going down till the sun comes up.
That's a good one.
That's a very classic.
Ain't giving in till you get enough.
Matt?
Standing outside.
Oh!
Standing outside. Do you guys want to come just hang out and listen to some records?
Yes.
I bought the Garth Brooks box set.
Yes.
No.
I got them all in order.
Pieces is the best album of all time.
Whoa!
It's got Colin Baton Rouge on
it. He is coming in hot! Of all time? Best album of all time.
Hold on.
Sounds good as it gets.
Hold on.
Definitely best country album of all time.
Are we going to hear a little? Y'all are teasing me.
All right. Here's,
you can't find his stuff.
Here's In Pieces. Online. It has... This is not the best anything of all time.
Yes, it is.
It's outstanding, dude. It's pretty perfect.
It's good.
It's about as good as it gets.
It's good. You got Callin' Baton Rouge. You got Standing Outside the Fire Ain't Going Go Down.
Order.
American Honky Tonk Bar.
Association. Okay, Standing Outside the Fire.
Red Strokes.
The Night I Called the Old Man Out's not great. Dude, he's 7 for 10 on this album.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I mean, that was big time.
The Red Strokes is badass, too. Creepy video. 6 singles released of that album.
Did Weird Al cover that one and do Oh, the Restroom, or is that just something I sang?
I think you just sang it.
Okay.
We all could have been Weird Al and have been in our life. That's the weird thing about Weird Al. It's not his name.
He just did it.
He did it because he's good and talented, but we all thought it.
Yep. Chris Rock is 57.
I cannot wait till his stand-up special live on Netflix. An event where everyone is together at once watching Chris Rock.
Yeah, I'll watch it after. Juwan Howard is 50.
Weird jumper.
Yeah, that's true. Steve Nash.
Above his head.
Steve Nash is 49.
Getting pushed out in Brooklyn.
Ashton Kutcher is 45. Should probably take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
He doesn't.
He does. He and Mila.
Only his pits.
Ugh.
I saw a video of
them
her getting in the shower. Oh, like,
where'd you see that?
Not the actual shower.
Where'd you find that?
Not the actual act of her showering, but she was in the bathroom and she was like, "Hey, everybody, look, I'm getting in the shower. Can y'all quit saying I don't take showers?"
You said it.
Yeah.
They should have said what they said.
They said all they had to do is wash their pits and their crotch.
Him and Kyrie, they can't leave anything. They can't leave anything down that they say.
That couple's gone down a weird road, though.
I love them.
He saw Harry Styles at a karaoke bar one time and he was like, "Hey, man, you're a pretty good singer." And then Milo was like, "Ashton, that's Harry Styles." He had no idea.
I wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
But you know,
I learned what Harry Styles looked like 2 nights ago or whenever the Grammys were.
Ashton liked to bully people, I think. Punked.
I could see that.
They pranked Dirk.
I've
got a problem with that.
Matthew Stafford's 35.
Oh.
Don't call him Matt.
Yeah.
Mm. It's Matthew. Okay?
Bad back Matt.
Yeah, it's probably about over for Matthew. Right at the end. All right, that's what day it is.
You missed some. Isaiah Thomas Jr., 34.
And?
James Spader, 63.
And?
Robert Smigel, one of the greatest sketch comedy writers of all time, 63.
I like Smigel better.
Wayne Allwine. Oh, boy. The voice of Mickey Mouse would have been 76.
Well, we got to get to the... Hey, you shut up. We got to get to the best damn sports segment, period. Turns out they don't need Kyrie or Luka. It's next.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.